We are back in this thing.
Yes, sir. Another Wednesday in the books. I am Spike Lou. This is the On Deck TV podcast.
Yeah, man. I'm your boy Animal Brown. Check me out on all social media, Animal_Brown.
Yes, sir. I am Spike Lou on Instagram, on Twitter, probably on Facebook. I'm not sure. But check me out on all those places. We got the website on DeckTVNetwork.com. There you can check out profiles, bios,
shows. Speaking of other shows, Ladies Room. I'm start with the Ladies Room first. We always start with FSB first.
Tough, because they're coming on. Yeah, yesterday, actually. Tuesday, they was popping.
Yes, sir. Check them out.
They talk about older men, younger women, younger men, older, you know.
Stella getting the groove back and shit.
Tough.
I'm all for a MILF.
Need some little youngins. Fuck a MILF. Youngin, too old.
Creep God over here.
I'll take it.
Don't forget FSP, man. J-Hove, Coach Locke. Let's get your sports fix every Monday.
Yes, sir. Last night they did the ultimate, movie basketball team.
Yeah. I didn't call in. I'm hot.
Who you taking?
It's a couple of cats. Niggas sleep on Woody Harrelson, man.
What?
Don't sleep on Woody with the three ball from deep.
He wasn't even the best player in the movie.
Shit.
Nah, Woody Harrelson, white man can't jump.
Tough. Get out of here, dude. For three.
I'm taking Teen Wolf over him. Easy.
I ain't never seen Teen Wolf, though.
Oh, my God. Get out.
I ain't never seen Teen Wolf.
Podcast over, dude. Get out. There's no way you've never seen Teen Wolf. This is a classic.
There's a movie or two I haven't seen in the streets out here, and Teen Wolf is one of them.
Clearly, nigga. That shit was right up your alley. Scrub making the team. That shit was right up your alley, dude.
Fourth grade varsity, dude. I did that.
Exactly, see? Scrub making the team, dude. All this shit, man. But look, man, every week, man, we give you what you want as far as hip-hop's in our opinion. We share them with you. We go over it. We give our opinions.
There you go. And you listen and scream at us while you're listening to it if you agree or disagree.
Yep. We debate. We do all that good shit, man. So look for us.
Hey, good episode today, man. YouTube got me a record deal.
Yes.
This is the YouTube got me a record deal episode.
Off the Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, my God.
Hot nigga, shmoney dance phenomenon.
Oh, my God. Hold.
I'm fucking with it.
Hold on. We're going to get to that later, but before we get to these quick hits,
Hold on, let me shmoney dance first. Let me hit the shmoney dance on them real quick.
This is a terrible.
I just threw my hat. It's gone.
It went to the top. Terrible rendition of the shmoney dance.
My hat went to the top. It ain't coming back down. Shmoney.
Now, that was funny when he said it. I'm going to be real.
Tough.
But, mom, before we get to these quick hits and we break down what that happened for the week, I just read a tweet.
You know his favorite rapper, Lil Bootsy, too.
No. I just read a tweet. That fucked up my day.
What's that?
Some new chick just followed the kid, as you should do too, Animal_Brown. I did what any real respectable nigga should do. Go look and see what her profile looked like and then follow her if she's cute. She was cute, so I followed her.
Okay.
She tweets today.
Right.
I'm sorry, but Jay-Z's not a good rapper. Now.
That's when you unfollow her and forget she ever existed.
Definitely grounds for unfollowing.
You unfollow her, just forget she existed.
Let me tell you why this is grounds for unfollowing.
You gotta be slick retarded.
That's what I'm saying. People love their opinions and stuff, right? But saying Jay-Z is not a good rapper is not an opinion. He wouldn't be a good rapper if he didn't get where he was at.
Dude.
You say you don't like Jay-Z's music.
That's fine.
Now, that's one thing. Don't say he can't rap, though. Mm. That's just you being deaf or just not really listening to rap at all. Mm. That's like saying LeBron James can't hoop because I don't like him.
That's true.
LeBron James can hoop.
Or Jordan or Kobe ain't good.
Or Jordan or Kobe. Yeah,
there are a lot of people that don't like Hov.
That's fine.
But you got to give him
his props. Not one is going to say that he can't rap,
though. You got to give him his props. Speaking of the internet, shout out to Combat Jack, man, showing us love on the tweets or whatnot. And
Combat Jack always be retweeting this shit.
Tough.
Man.
He fuck with the show. We fuck with him. Who was on there? Chuck D?
Yes, dude. Chuck D was off.
Like, listen, man.
Yes.
If you didn't listen to that episode and you like hip-hop, rap, whatever you call this genre of music, man, do yourself a favor. And go listen to that Chuck D episode. Chuck D is a monster. I would not lie. Did not know it. He is dropping fucking gems all the way through that.
Warning.
Jeez.
It's mad long, son. Pause.
It's worth it.
But it's like 2.5, dude. So, like, you're going to have to break that over sections.
Hey, listen to me, nigga. You at work, working out, hiking a mountain, nigga, out of town trip, nigga. Listen to that. Chuck D was dropping gems on them. I fuck with dude.
Matter of fact, that's going to kick off these quick hits, man, because he said something that I thought was interesting. He mentioned Master P.
Okay.
Who would have thought Master P name would have came up in the Chuck D interview?
True.
Number
that's true.
One.
That's true.
But he talked about how major labels run the radio, and there's no independent people on the radio getting love, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, Macklemore name was brought up. What about him? He was like, no, Atlantic is backing him. So I was like, okay. So what about Wayne and them back in the day? He said, no, Universal was backing them. Why? Because P turned down a deal from them. Nigga, when they came to P, like, let's do this deal, P said, man, y'all kiss my ass. I got my own money. When he did that, they was hot at him. So they said, okay, we're going to go across the street, holler at these Cash Money niggas, and give them basically whatever they asked for just so they can kick you off the block. And that's exactly what happened. And that's crazy.
As a win for Baby.
Clearly.
Like, he was in the right place at the right time. I mean, but I definitely could see that happening, though.
I can
like,
too.
P was a nigga that was rubbing people the wrong way, especially when he was doing it. You can tell because he's clearly getting blackballed now.
Obviously. It's obvious now.
You're right. Like, it's clear that he's getting, like, that nigga can't get no traction.
Nah.
Dude. He could go get Drake.
Don't matter.
Wayne. Man. Like, that nigga could get anybody he want on a song. Put that shit out and it could be the best song you heard in 10 years and he still ain't gonna get no traction because the industry not fucking with him.
Nope.
Because he won.
They didn't like
that shit. 85-15 deal. He put the seed in niggas' head that you can win, which yep. fucked up a lot of their business. That's why P getting blackballed now. So I definitely could see that happening.
Yeah, I thought and that was interesting.
With that being said, I do not blame Baby.
No, you can't.
You're in the right place at the right time. You got to eat off it.
And if y'all remember.
Got to. And he's still eating. And I commend him for that.
If y'all remember the Wendy Day interview that we had a couple of months back, it's one of our better episodes. Classic episode, if you ask the Don.
Tough.
Nigga, she mentioned, because she helped broker the deal that Baby got with Universal. She said he came in there and asked for the most ridiculous shit ever. And they granted it. And she was like, huh? But okay. This explains it.
Tough. And what she said in that interview, she was like, man, Baby them really wasn't even trying to deal with Universal. Mm-mm. Because they had their own thing and they was making that money that they was making. Not to say that it was what Universal was
right.
getting them, but they was cool. So they like, if we even got to deal with y'all white folk, if we
right.
got to sit in rooms and have meetings and shit with y'all, like, we can tax y'all motherfucking ass. And if y'all take it, we can go back doing business like we was doing it.
Exactly.
And retire this way. You know what I'm saying? But
man,
they
that
won.
Shit worked like a charm.
It worked.
But one more quick hit on P. This made my fucking day right here. P has a trilogy coming out of his biopic.
What? A trilogy?
A trilogy of his biopic.
A movie? Like a trilogy like Godfather?
Yes.
Like
and he
Friday?
Actually said this is going to be the realest trilogy since Godfather.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something.
I can't fucking wait for this shit.
First and foremost, calm down.
Okay.
It's never going to happen.
Yes, it is, man.
P has been blackballed from the music industry.
Not the film industry.
Their cousins are the niggas in the Jews in the film industry, dude. Like, no.
Dude.
If it come out independent, he can rock it. But it ain't going to be good.
Check it out.
Who playing P?
I don't know yet.
Let me tell you what's going to be wrong with that.
Somebody whack going
to
play P.
P is going to try to play P.
The young P.
He going to play the young 18-year-old P and everything, though. Or he going to try to give us a Romeo P. Like, come on, don't do us like
that.
Like, don't do us like it. I'm going to tell you. What's my boy's name? We was just talking about him before pre-show. Mac Wiles can play like a Cooler C Murder.
I can see something like that, P-ish maybe.
Role, like, I'm going to tell you who Mac Wiles can play.
Oh,
Bars.
Ooh.
Booyah! Nigga, he look like him in everything, nigga. For y'all who don't know who Mac Wiles is, your boy off the wire, Michael off the wire. So
right.
Check him out. But Mac Wiles is Bars. All right, give me my casting call, money for that P. Go on and get Mac Wiles in it. You get him involved. Get your other boy from Fruitvale Station, Michael Jordan, on
that.
Get him to play like Silk or something. We working
it. Get Jay Hove to play Silk.
That's funny.
The whole from teenage to now, he can play Silk the whole time.
Jay Hove from FSP definitely need to put in the casting call for the Silk Roll, like the young Silk though.
Put
like
the white stocking cap on.
What's the name of that first Silk CD?
The Shocker.
Yeah, the Shocker Silk though. Ooh. Not charging to the game, nah, the nah, Made nah, nah, Man Silk, nah. But the Shocker Silk though, busting out the purple TV screen.
That's him.
That's
dude.
Jay.
But
now
nah,
J-Hove FSP.
Listen, part one is called Ice Cream Man.
Oh wow.
Part two is called True. And part three is called No Limit the Empire. It going in time in chronological order.
No, it's not gonna happen.
I'm not gonna
let myself get excited about no shit like it. Cause it's not gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
And I'm gonna be there in 3D IMAX front row.
It's impossible.
I don't care if it's not even here.
First night. I'm there first night.
Okay, okay.
But it's not coming out.
I fly to LA, bro, to watch it.
I will settle for a P documentary, nigga.
I need this biopic.
Give me anything on P, dude. These motherfuckers act like this nigga wasn't dropping 2 CDs a month and sold 50 million records, dude.
Plus.
God, like nobody giving him his just due, I feel like.
It's fucked up, man. He crushing Tupac biopic with this, though.
Easily.
Crushing it.
And the nigga that, listen, man, Saul Williams.
He acted in that part.
He acted in the Broadway play. Holly If You Hear Me.
Yep.
Which was atrocious, I hear.
Right.
One of the worst piece things that came across the screen. Bad reviews, bad right. fans didn't like it. And oh, Saul man. Williams says it has a lot to do with Iggy Azalea.
That's crazy.
Saul Williams, don't do it, dog. Cause it's just not worth it, dude. Like Saul Williams to bring back some throwback on deck podcast, don't do it. Like we said, it's not the hop on Iggy Azalea bandwagon. We're not gonna let you blind. Like, you were in a bad play. It was badly done.
And nobody bought
and
tickets.
And people wasn't going. Like you can't listen, man. When you talking about Pac, Big P. Russ,
Hove,
like you can't just throw no trash out there because they fans are expecting like the utmost best shit because these are exceptional people, dude. Like you can't put a bullshit Oprah biop out, dude. It's not like people are not gonna fuck with it, nigga. You can do a bullshit Ice-T biop.
Yeah.
You can get a cool little bullshit Rapping Forte biop.
For sure.
That's fine. Niggas will go see it just because it's Ice-T or Rapping Forte. But you can't do that with Pac, dude.
With
and you really can't blame Iggy Azalea. Like, come on, dog.
Look, man. Saul Williams, my cousin. I'm about to disown him.
That's terrible. I'm making a nigga change his last name. You know how many niggas I done made change their last name, dude?
This nigga was in Rolling Stone. And see, the producer that made the play said it was financial burdens that is the reason they had to shut it down early.
If you even put Pac's name on shit, budget can't be the problem.
And that's what dude laughed at that. Saul Williams laughed at that shit and said, dude, you got to have your paper right to get on Broadway in the first place. So that's false.
Yes.
So his reasoning was, and I quote, I think it's something deeper. There's no disconnect between this and Iggy Azalea, an Australian girl rapping with the down south accent being number one on the charts. It's all related to where we are right now as a culture and within the culture of arts.
I ain't giving. Yeah, that ain't fair. I can't.
It's not.
I can't let him like nah. As a part of the culture, I can't let you slide that in there and say, oh, this is the reason why, my nigga. You got to put good shit out there.
That's it.
You got to be a part of good shit, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, nah.
Less than 17% tickets were sold.
See?
I watched the trailer. If y'all go back a couple of episodes, dude, and I said, dude, I just looked at the trailer for this shit, and I'm so hot because it looked whack. I said that before it even started.
That's bad.
So how can you be surprised because they shut it down, man? Y'all Pac rolling over in his goddamn grave right now, Saul Williams. Shit.
And he blaming Iggy.
And you blaming Iggy you fucking Azalea, dude. Why you got her name in your mouth for, though?
Make Tip come see you, man. Side note. Side note. I'm officially not a Money Mayweather fan.
Mm.
I don't fuck with niggas like that. That's whack.
TMT.
This nigga, if you didn't hear, you've been under a rock. At his press conference, somebody asked him about the T.I. situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the nigga say? What did you hear?
Man,
what did you hear?
This is what I heard. Somebody said, but what about T.I.?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he either said, fuck that bitch, or I fucked his bitch. You can't really tell, though.
To me,
Okay.
When the nigga asked him and the way he answered and was carrying on, it seemed like he said, I fucked his bitch.
Right. It did sound like it, though.
Which is T.I.'s wife. Mm. Which they already done had a discussion about.
And a fist fight about.
Which he already didn't, like, T.I.
supposedly
hit him in his jaw, allegedly. So, at this point, the nigga at a press conference about his boxing match, like, what do you do if you T.I.? Like, what's acceptable?
You can't do it. T.I. has his hands tied right now.
Okay.
He can't do nothing crazy. He can't do nothing super gangster.
Unfortunately for T.I., he already done maxed out his get out of jail free shit. Even though he went to jail, like, there's no more jail stints for T.I. Like, that can't happen.
He can't take no more of them L's.
So we're taking that off the table right now.
Got to. Now, the whole TMZ asked him about it. They called the TMZ some bold motherfuckers.
TMZ is the devil. I stand by that, dude. Like, I'm fighting TMZ reporters, dude. If I ever am in that position, dude. Nah, I ain't going to fight them. It's going to go down, but I ain't.
I'm fucking with TMZ, man.
I'm going to fuck with them and make them lose their jobs.
They asked it respectfully. They didn't just burn out on no bullshit. But they asked him how he felt about it. And his one sentence was, I hope he's having fun.
Okay. That's a real nigga response, though. Because that leave it up in the air.
You're right. You don't know what that means.
Yeah, leave it up in the air. Like, my nigga, I got some for you when I see you. Or I'm
don't come
over
to the
it. Yeah, or I'm over this and you really still talking about it. Like, it's a lot of ways you could take that. Me personally,
right,
I find a nigga that could not be connected to me. I get him to shoot Mayweather in both his hands. Don't even kill a nigga, just shoot him in both his hands. I promise to God that nigga be broke in 6 years.
You gonna hire a goddamn sharpshooter.
I don't give a fuck who he is, how he do it. I tie the nigga up if you got to. Break in his house when them big ass security guards ain't there. Tie the nigga up to the bed rails and shoot him in both his motherfucking hands, nigga. I swear to God I would, dude. You can't keep fucking with a nigga about his wife.
Nah,
he ain't his
much.
Girlfriend, dude. Like, come on. You got at a press conference?
Yeah, we're petty.
Like, that's petty, dude. Like,
hella cameras there, nigga. Buddy.
Another way, though, with T.I. could address it without shooting a nigga in his hands, which I would do. But, like, Mayweather ain't really just as smart of a nigga. And I take T.I. to be kind of an intelligent cat. Like, I
wouldn't. You saying it because he uses big words?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't underestimate T.I.'s intelligence, is what I would
That's
say.
Fair.
I
assessment.
Would underestimate Mayweather's intelligence. So what I say is, T.I. can kind of do some little slick shit in the media because he got just as big a spotlight as Mayweather
right.
to piss him off. And get him in some, like you said, he used big words, some verbal sparring matches and really embarrass him. And that'll piss Mayweather the fuck off,
it
too.
Because
he ain't the type of nigga that like to be embarrassed. So T.I. put some thought to it if you really want to do all of that. If you don't really just want to go shoot the nigga in his hands.
You don't want to do that.
Shoot the nigga in his hands. But he can put a thought to it and like really embarrass him all on TV, TMZ, ESPN. Like every outlet that Mayweather got, T.I. can get.
That's true.
So it ain't about money. Like, motherfuckers say he ain't got as much money, so he can't compete. It ain't about money when you're on their status, really. Because, like, anywhere Mayweather can get, T.I. can get there, too. You know what I'm saying? So they can fight a fair fight.
Let that be the last shot, Mayweather, man.
It's terrible.
Come on, dog.
That's terrible, man. You can't do that. That's that nigga wife. Me a grown-ass man, dog.
Man, switching subjects, man. Double XL, man. DoubleXL.com. They had the list of the 7 rappers who turned down major deals.
Now I completely missed it, so you got to school me in.
On this. Because this is going to fit into our topic later.
Okay.
About how YouTube got a couple of niggas major deals. These cats was popping and turned that shit down. Let me give you these 7 people.
Okay.
And tell me who, if anybody, made the wrong decision. We got 2 Chainz. He turned down YMCMB.
Good choice.
We got August Alsina. He turned down Cash Money.
Good choice.
Chance the Rapper turned down TDE.
Yeah, it could have went either way, though. Because I don't know if I've heard a Chance the Rapper song.
I probably have. It ain't nothing.
I would have heard it had it been on TDE.
He ain't nothing.
So I don't know. I don't know if I sign with Jeezy, though, just to be real.
TDE? Nah, Jeezy.
I'm thinking CTE.
Yeah,
are you saying
nah.
TDE? Hell no. Hell yeah, he should have signed, nigga.
Right.
Chance would have been done drop by now. Nigga, I'm thinking CT the whole hell
fuck
fucking
no.
Yeah, he should have signed, nigga. Worst mistake of your life, Chance.
Joey Badass turned down a Roc Nation deal.
Oh my God.
He ain't gonna never get that
opportunity over. Again. It's buddy. Over. Jay Slick done shit him out of New York because I ain't heard shit from him since then. That's how powerful Hov is, dude. Nigga don't just back down from Hov. Like, why would a nigga like it, like, why would you turn down a Jay-Z deal? Like,
maybe the numbers just were, maybe it's a 360, man, that
nigga can pay you anything, dog. True. Like, you ain't getting nowhere near the traction you getting. Like, nah, Joey Badass. Like, I promise you, you ain't finna see a good check for a long time now.
Troy Ave turned down a deal. They didn't say from who.
Yeah, I think Troy Ave got some little shit up his sleeve, though. He can up his numbers, though, so that was a good idea. He can up his shit.
Of course, Macklemore. He done turned down hella deals, supposedly. Yeah, we don't give a about that. And some dude named D1. He turned down a deal from Cash Money. He from New Orleans. Right. But now that's crazy, though.
Gates turned down a Cash Money deal, too.
Nah, he managed by Young Money, though.
But he ain't getting on a label. They wanted him signed.
Good move. Then don't take the management. Do not sign on the dotted line for that other shit, though. Gates, smart move, buddy. No. That was real smart.
That was a cool little list right there.
It was. It was some shit I didn't. I could see 2 Chainz because, you know, Wayne was big on Titty Boy with the duffel bag. Like, he wanted him on Young Money heavy.
Tough. He's smartest seen, move. He's seen it. Yeah, 2 Chainz, you would have never heard none of that.
Very
that,
smart
no,
move.
There would have been no riding around getting it. Nah, no, fuck, none of that. It would have been a wrap, bro.
That was a good. He might have made the best move out of that list.
Yeah, it was a great move. And 2 Chainz is probably the best rapper hit for hit right now over the last 2 years.
Oh my God, you said hit for hit last week.
Hit for hit, 2 Chainz is the best rapper walking right now.
If this was live, it'd be hella niggas that would have just hung up.
That niggas would have been calling in agreeing with me, nigga. Negative. Nigga, hit for hit. I want a nigga over the last 2-3 years that can go hit for hit with 2 Chainz. That's probably the one concert. I'm going to go to Kevin Gates next month. For but sure. One of the few concerts that I go to and thoroughly enjoy is 2 Chainz, dude. Nigga got hits.
Speaking of concerts that people are out here thoroughly enjoying, that Beyonce and Jay apparently is dope. They came last week.
I heard that on the run, dope.
I am hearing good reviews from that shit. According to the New York Post, they are going to separate after it's over with.
Oh, my God.
How credible is the New York Post, though? Are they credible or not?
I have no clue.
Because they saying it's like they going through marriage counseling and everything.
It's Jay and Beyond. Like, I don't believe that, dude. Tough. Like, people just putting that shit out there.
Like, they saying they turning on the bullshit for this show, man. Let's get these tickets out here. And then after that, they gone.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that.
Yeah, like I had to see that for real. I promise I don't believe it. It's too, like, big. Like, too big of a couple for, like, to break up. Like, to me, it seemed like, nigga, they'll not be seen with each other for, like, 4 years before they even make it official.
They got to fake that, though.
Yeah, like, it ain't even... Nah, they ain't even gonna fight. Just gonna stop being out with each other.
That's
shit.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't nobody paying attention right here.
Yeah, I ain't biting that.
If they don't show up together for like 6 months, like, who really would?
Yeah, like, it's gonna fall out the headlines. Come then on. You gonna hear all they broke up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I ain't biting this.
Like, come on, dude.
Let's get to this money. Jeezy.
Oh, yeah.
Jeezy was talking to Elliot Wilson about his new Seen It All album, which he is pumping.
Strong.
Nigga, that Seen It All about to be the best shit since the Blueprint, nigga. It better be. That's what he's saying. I got faith in my boy, and if he said, I ain't doubting it. I will say this. So, Jeezy say this going to be a motherfucker, then it's going to be a motherfucker. So, that Seen It All going to be a motherfucker.
Okay.
Checking it out. But during the interview, Elliot Wilson was brave enough to bring up Freddie Gibbs.
True.
And what Jeezy said makes a whole lot of sense.
We sound biased right now.
And I'm going to believe him.
What'd he say?
Jeezy said that to him, it wasn't a bad breakup. To him, he called Gibbs and said, look, I still believe in you, my nigga. I see your vision, but I can't fund it no more. Because I done shopped you to every record label out here, and nobody is biting. Nobody's signing. And I got you on songs with Eminem. Mm-hmm. I got you on songs with all these various peoples. I did what I could do. I funded shit. I paid for videos that you didn't even put out because you just didn't like it.
Right.
Not to mention I wasted my money on it. Now, you ain't even just going to float it on YouTube or nothing. You just going to not put it out because you don't like it.
Right.
I did all of this, so I'm calling you to let you know, my nigga, I'm still fucking with you, but I ain't putting no more money behind it. And what Jeezy said was Freddie Gibbs took it like a real nigga and was like, okay, I feel that.
Right.
And 3 weeks later, I hear diss songs.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to be real.
It's a different story from what Freddie Gibbs is saying and what we reported on a previous podcast.
This is true. Look, there's two sides to every story, man. True. Actually, it's three sides.
Freddie Gibbs, Jeezy, and The Truth.
And The Truth. Now, Jeezy, what he did say made a lot of sense. He wasn't overly too hype. He wasn't, man, fuck Freddie Gibbs. He ain't do none of that bullshit. He just said, like, bro, I done spent bread. I done took you on tour with me. I did everything that I can to put you in a position to be successful, a la YG. And it just didn't work.
Yeah, nobody in the fighting is basically what he said.
I'm a Freddie Gibbs fan, and I swear I respected everything Jeezy said in that interview. And it sounded straight legit. Up legit. It did. I'm going to be real.
I think Freddie Gibbs can rap. I'm a Jeezy fan. I'm not so much a Freddie Gibbs fan.
Right.
But from, like, how it's played out, like, I think it's 1,000% true.
I can
like,
see
a
it.
Nigga like Freddie Gibbs will, like, run off on that and think this will get him popping. Well, if everything I was doing with Jeezy won't get me popping, naturally, the thing I'm going to do is diss this nigga and see if I can get some traction
popping that
way.
Yeah. That's so true. He may have felt that way about Jeezy, but it just,
better look next
time. It's looking bad, though.
Better look next time. You thought you had a real nigga in a corner, and you don't.
Damn. Better man, real quick before we jump into this topic, though, Drake. Nigga, Drake is 100,000 lighter in the pocket right now.
100,000?
Yes, sir. Rapping Forte, the aforementioned Rapping Forte.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you, okay. He is hot that some lyrics was jacked from that Who Do You Love off of his 1994 hit Players Club. I'm finna play this Players Club because I know off the top of your head who the fuck knows what Players Club sound like today.
You said it was a hit though.
Apparently so. His joint Players Club, and then right after that is gonna be Drake's bars on Who Do You Love. Is this worth 100,000?
I got a hoe named Real Darrell. She got a buddy named SB12. Now you know the deal. We get freaky in the studio late night. That's why the beats that you hear coming real tight. Something to roll to, something to stroll to. If you's a player in the game, this'll hold you. More money for the bankroll. Stick to the script, don't slip in the 9-4. A lot of fools put salt in the game to where these women get the notion that they running the game. I got a shorty named Texas Sin. She got a buddy named Young JB. And now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night. That's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, nigga, thought I told you. If you a player in the game, this should hold you. And man shot my nigga game, he just rolled through. Eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu. A lot of fools putting salt in the game until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping.
Did Rapping Forte really need to sue that man for $100,000?
That's petty. If you're a real nigga, like this shit happened it's all the, same the
bars,
time.
Though, bro.
No, that ain't the same ball. It wasn't exactly the same.
Nah, it wasn't exactly the same.
Nigga, that Big J. Like niggas do this shit all the time. Cam did this shit to Pac. Like on that old, like what was that? Come Home With Me? On that Leave Me Alone, Let Me Just Live My Life.
I think
nigga,
so.
Nigga, that right there, that intro right, like that shit happened.
How
like,
that ambitious and rap.
Come on, Rapping Forte, dog.
Rapping Forte.
That nigga needed a check at bad. He should have just hit him up and be like, bruh, like, go on and show me some love. Nigga, I know where you got the song from. I'm going to expose you. Some shit like that. Like, you don't take the shit to court, man.
Like, Rapping Forte went on Twitter and went off in December.
Oh, my God. He went off?
No, he went off in December. Like, damn, this nigga going to take my verse and not give me no homage?
What is he supposed to wear? Rapping Forte braids to the video shoot, dude. Oh, nigga, get out of here.
First of all,
what you want him to
Rapping
do?
Forte has a Twitter. That's
yeah, like
number
what?
One.
Who knew you knew what Twitter was, dude?
That's number one. How big was Rapping Forte Paul's back in the 90s, though? Like, was he?
To be honest,
is Drake supposed to know this song right here? If Drake was like rapping for who, would you be like, you tripping?
No, he would. And if he was like rapping for who, he'd be tripping.
Okay.
Because, like, remember how big the West Coast was and
huge.
He was. He wasn't a major player, but he would be like a second-rate star from the South is right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you would put him in the comparison. It's like, give me a second-rate, like.
Like Lil Scrappy?
Yeah, he wasn't that down. Nah.
Okay. When Lil Scrappy was hot.
No.
Nah, it's too hot?
Yeah, something like it.
Okay.
In that ballpark. Like a Kevin Gates right now, something like it.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, from the West Coast, so.
He was using the hashtag Drake's money, too.
Wow.
By the way, for that 100 bands.
If I was Drake, I'd have gave him 200,000 just because,
and told him keep the change.
And shitted on him. I'd have Instagrammed the check. And like, here, nigga, do you need some more?
Is that it?
That would have been in a little check memo spot. Do you need more? Nigga, send me your whole catalog. I'll find what I like and just send you $100,000 every time I take a bar or two, nigga, because I can afford to do so. Hey, man, listen.
They said they forked over the money with no hassles.
Oh, I would have shmoney danced all on that, nigga, through the hat and everything, nigga. It ain't coming down.
For the record, for those keeping score, Rapping Forte has 11,000 followers on Twitter.
That's amazing.
It is. I'm gonna be real.
Amazing.
That's fucking amazing. All right. Jesus. Speaking of shmoney dance, one more time. I was ready to shmoney dance.
One more time. It says here, Jock.
Oh, yeah.
Young Jock says making the Forbes is the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Yes, sir.
I seen his wife. I've seen him on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, man.
There's no way that making the Forbes list is worse than any of that.
Yeah, shit.
I ain't dogging his wife.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen the whole scenario play out with him and Gail. Like, it's trash, dude. That's clearly worse than making the Forbes list. Niggas think he got money or something.
Yeah, in 06, he made the Forbes list because he made $10 million off it. It's going down. Mm-hmm. $10 million off one song is so fucking crazy.
He dropped an album.
Okay, who the fuck bought that Jock album?
It was another song on that album. It had to be. What was the other song? Like, Young Jock wasn't just big off his going down. It's impossible.
But he had Tom Cruise doing the dance. Like, when you had Tom Cruise doing your dance.
That's true.
Like, if he shmoney danced right now, Bobby Shmurda would be on the Forbes list, nigga, next year. Believe that.
Beyonce shmoney dancing, though.
That ain't big enough. Who do you got to have Tom Cruise doing it?
All right. Tell me what you finna say about that, then I'm gonna see who we need shmoney dancing out here in these streets, cause I'm trying to get them to do it.
So what it was, Jock said that putting this business out on the street like that, of course, you know, people was like, damn, bro, and you asked me for the hookup on this, but you had 10 mil in the bank, or damn, bro, you wouldn't loan me this when I asked you, but you had 10 mil. He said he got alienated from all his people that he thought was friends. It was terrible. It was him against the world. Hey, he was feeling like Pac.
Hey, you're a pet ass nigga if it happened to you. You gotta be a pet ass nigga if that shit happened. Like, you weren't keeping it real with niggas.
Exactly.
Like, if you do got 10 million, it ain't no way that niggas that you call friends should be like, damn, bro, like, no fucking way. If you got $10 million, niggas that you fuck with,
right?
Them niggas you don't fuck with, then them fuck being them out your life when you get $10 million shouldn't be a big deal,
right?
But if it's niggas that you fuck with and they take and they shocked because you coming around them every day acting like a broke nigga and you got $10 million, then you deserve everything you get, nigga. That ain't real.
That's why they broke into his studio and shit a couple years back. Yeah, he was tripping, Jock.
No, you can't do that.
You tripping, Jock.
That ain't got shit to do with Forbes, buddy. That's all you, my nigga.
That ain't Hustlenomics, Jock.
Nah, that ain't Hustlenomics at all, nigga. You gotta feed the streets, bro.
And like, he had a big ass H chain around his neck.
Like, nigga, don't come around here playing, nigga. You dead. Hey, nigga. That's why he disappeared. I always wonder why he disappeared. He couldn't come out no more. He done shucked the shit out of niggas. He probably owe 1,000 niggas, man. Like, that's crazy. Nigga got $10 million and he bullshitting like that, man.
Come on, man. Now, who big enough to do the shmoney dance?
Who do we need shmoney dancing, dude? And what? Steve Harvey? What if Steve Harvey hit the shmoney dance right now?
That ain't Forbes list, though, bro.
Who got to hit the shmoney dance?
Got to be somebody white and famous.
Who? Right now, who the whitest famous person? I don't even keep up with white people no more. I don't keep up with white people.
Is Tom Cruise still the most famous white dude out right now?
It's impossible.
He not?
It's impossible.
If he shmoney danced,
where would he do it at, though? Oprah don't come on no more.
That's true. He'd have to be like, he had to be on Ellen.
Ellen could shmoney dance. If Ellen hit the shmoney dance, I got to get Ellen on Twitter right now and get her to shmoney dance. And I want Bobby Shmurda on there, too.
He'll blow up off the scene.
Oh, my God. If Ellen, and she dance every show. I fuck with Ellen. She funny, too.
She funny as hell.
But look, if you don't know what we, if this is new to you, you don't know what we talking about. You have no clue about the shmoney dance, Bobby Shmurda, hot nigga.
Who?
Any of that shit. We'll do you a favor and go on break real quick. We're going to play a quick song.
Mm-hmm.
You check that out. Press play when you get through checking it out. And we're going to go let you know what we think about it.
Man, we're going to play a song, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is coming around the corner.
Oh, man.
The movie is coming out. My favorite cartoon when I was a young boy.
That used to be the shit.
They have a soundtrack, as movies do.
All right.
So who you go get to have a lead song off the soundtrack?
For Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Jada Kiss.
Nigga.
Clearly.
tough. He need to be in the movie.
He has to be in the movie. Got to.
Nigga, they went and got Juicy J, Wiz Khalifa, and Ty Dolla $ign for the theme song to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You just play this. It ain't been a song we played I ain't liked in a while, but I'm putting favorites on this one.
I can't wait. Y'all check it out. It's called Shell Shock.
That's my fam. I'll hold them down forever. Us against the world, we can battle whoever. Together, ain't no way we gon' fail. You know I got your back, just like a turtle shell. Nobody do it better. All my brothers tryna get some cheddar. We all wanna cut like the shredder. Me and my bros come together for the dough. Bought the orange Lamborghini, call it Michelangelo. With the nunchuck dough, and I'm pulling up slow. When we fall up in the party, they know anything goes. Shake my Rolex, they say I'm the man of the hour. All this green in my pockets, you can call it turtle power. And that could come in between me and my brothers. We all around if it's going down. It's just us.
You about to get shell shocked. I hear you, Wiz and Juicy J. Get that Teenage Mutant. Get that cartoon money, dude.
Man, I blame Katy Perry for that, dude.
Get that cartoon.
Why do I gotta hear Juicy J on? Like, I no disrespect, Juicy J. Get that check, nigga.
He gonna do that.
But man, be fucking for real, dude. Like, come on.
You wanna feel that
shit? Some slaw. that shit was some slaw.
I wonder how much I got paid for that.
Oh, I'm Shmoney dancing.
Oh my God.
Cut that shit.
This nigga here, man.
It wasn't up loud enough, y'all probably.
Ninja Turtle dance, dude.
They should have came out with the Ninja Turtle dance. It would have been better than
that
shit.
That Coolest Ice, Vanilla Ice, Ninja Turtles 2 song was better than that.
I don't remember that, but
go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
I don't believe that.
You don't remember that?
There's no way you remember that. I have not. The only song I remember from Vanilla Ice was Ice Ice Baby.
He had the song, man. He was in the movie on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. And they were fighting in the concert.
Did he play Splinter?
No.
He could have played Splinter.
He played his goddamn
No, not Splinter. I mean, not Splinter. He could have played, what's it, Master Shredder?
Hell no.
He definitely could have played Master Shredder. He was already dressed like him and shit doing his concerts. I am Spike Lou, man. This is the On Deck TV podcast. We do this every Wednesday.
Most Def, man. Holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal_Brown on all social media.
Yes, sir. OnDeckTVNetwork.com. Go check that out for FSP, the sports show. Go check that out for the Ladies Room, our ladies versions of everything in life, period.
Man, listen, Bobby Shmurda is the man of the hour right now.
Bobby fucking Shmurda.
For one reason or another.
I'm gonna give him a pass on the Breakfast Club interview, because that was some slaw.
The Breakfast Club interview was trash.
Worst interview I've ever seen in my life.
It's a close tie with him and Chief Keef.
Nah, it's worse. Actually, you know what?
It's a tie, bro.
God.
Chief Keef was some slaw.
Yeah, he was. Man, I couldn't even understand Bobby Shmurda. Oh, he 21 years old.
And he looked like Reggie Jackson played for the Thunder.
God damn, that was cold.
Nah, he's look, though.
Fuck, dude, I ain't never thought about that.
He looked just like LeBron.
Yeah. Ice cold. We got to have him in the video.
Nah, look, though, man.
LeBron can shmoney dance and it'll be on.
Nah.
LeBron hitting the shmoney dance?
It'll be on in Cleveland.
No, LeBron, the biggest star in the world. He the number one athlete in the world. Shmoney dance. Let's go.
He'd have to do it like in China or some shit.
No. He can shmoney dance on the opening night, right before he throw the powder up coming out in Cleveland. He hit the shmoney dance.
Powder.
Even weighed in October, so right.
Man, look. So, this is nothing new. Cats getting on ever since the internet wave.
Tough. We're talking viral sensations right now.
Yeah, man. But you know what, though? It's normally YouTube where people get discovered.
It is.
It's a long list of people.
This is true.
He switched the game up. This really got popping off Vine, though.
Yeah, because people were doing their versions. Dance. Yeah, people were doing the dance. I ain't going to lie. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, my nigga Scoops texted me. He said, "Have you heard of Bobby Shmurda?" I said, "Who is Bobby?" I didn't even know how to pronounce it. I was like, "Who is Bobby Shmurda?"
Right.
I didn't even know what that was saying. So he sent me the link to Hot Nigga.
Right.
I looked at Hot Nigga.
How'd you feel about it?
I looked at the video and I smiled.
Okay.
I always appreciate authentic ratchetness. These niggas wasn't trying to be ratchet. It's just them. They was out in New York shaking it, being ratchet. They basic was young. Video. They was having fun. It was basic. It's nothing special about it. They just doing their thing. Him and his niggas just like doing their thing. It's something that make you smile. Like something, it's something satisfying about this shit being able to pop.
So was it the video or the song that you, was you fucking with the song at all?
Yeah, it was, the song was decent.
Okay.
I it was alright, but I did respond to the text that Scoop sent me, and I was like, you know what, they shaking it. They is shaking it. I give them that. About 3 days later, my nigga Big South texted me. He said, check these niggas out, they shaking it. And it was the Shmoney dance. That same day, Scoops texted me again, said, have you seen they dance song?
Damn.
The Shmoney dance. So I see, I look at the Shmoney dance, I laugh even harder at this one, because the Shmoney dance video, they really shaking.
That's fun. That's some funny shit.
Tough. So I was fucking with him. Then I seen him on Breakfast Club and like got his whole little persona and shit. I was in, and he said his favorite rapper, Boost. It was a rap. Let's go. Oh, Bobby Shmurda. I'm riding with Bobby Shmurda.
Let's give him a little history, man. He from East Flatbush. That's where the click from.
He from Miami.
Okay, you mean born?
Yeah, born. Okay. But he was raised in New York.
Okay. So it's him. He's part of a clique called GS9.
Him and Roddy, baby.
Think like ASAP Mob. Think Dipset.
Let's think Dipset. Yeah, let's do the Dipset.
So they're part of a clique. The Shmoney Dance song is, what's been out, what's that, March? Give or take?
Yeah, about that long. It was cold outside when they did that.
Nigga, so long story short, he drops the video for Hot Nigga. He does the dance for about 3 seconds. That's all it needed.
Over. O-V.
Took flight on Vine.
You got Beyonce Shmoney dancing. You got Jay saying, come Shmoney dance with the Goodfellas and fuck with me, you know I got it. You got Meek bringing him out to do Hot Nigga in Miami.
Yep.
You got Fab bringing him out to do Hot Nigga in Miami. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them things that just caught on and it was a wrap, a wildfire.
And you know what happens after you get a certain amount of clicks?
Tough.
Them labels start calling.
Right.
Epic called.
He done signed already
to Epic.
It wasn't no bidding war. Woo. Nothing. Nigga, the first deal came through, he just signed like he got that motherfucker. He was like, fuck it.
Nigga, that's L.A. Reid.
Okay. So look.
Easy.
L.A. Reid. That was L.A. Reid behind that?
Yeah, he had Epic. Home of Yo Gotti, home of Future.
Ah, man. I don't know if I would have done that Epic. Hard about this shit.
What's wrong with Epic, dude? Oh, man. They rebuilding, dog.
L.A. Reid botch a whole lot of niggas' first albums, dude. I'm serious, T.I.
Nah,
I'm gonna leave that right though. I ain't even gonna name no more. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But this comes off, like you said, other motherfuckers, Soulja Boy, Lil B, recently as Trinidad James.
Yeah.
You know, those are the other people who are examples of viral sensations. So with that being said, let's have a little fun with the people that we know.
Okay.
Out of these four, who gonna have the best, has had the best career? Soulja Boy, Lil B, Bobby Shmurda to date, or like looking in the future for him, and even Trinidad James to date and looking in the future for him?
I think if we're just gonna keep it exclusive to those four.
Yeah. Oh, you got somebody else that you can add in that's going to be bigger than all of them?
Not really. Oh, okay. That's not bigger. I mean, there's other viral sensations. Krayshawn. Riff Raff, motherfuckers like that.
They not on none of these folks.
Not at all.
Okay.
Shout out to Krayshawn. Her album did 3,900 first week.
Wow. I could breathe on a track and sell 3,900 first week, dude. Just with marketing and promo, dude.
On a major label, 3,900.
That's crazy.
No, but out of these four, I have to say Soulja Boy, and here's the reason why.
Hold on.
Okay.
So you're saying that Bobby Shmurda, Trinidad James will never be bigger than Soulja Boy?
Right.
Okay.
I'm saying that because we all know how Soulja Boy got on. He got on with the Superman joint. It was a dance that caught on similar to Young Bobby. The dance caught on called Flames. Now, just when we thought, all right, that was going to be the last we hear of Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy had like two or three more hits.
Whoa.
He had two or three more hits.
Let's put hits in the context.
I promise. Let's hopped up out the bed. Yeah, okay. Turn my swag on. Don't do Soulja Boy any kind of way.
Ah,
he's complete garbage now, but he had hits.
What I'm saying is, He had, you don't know that though. Like Bobby Shmurda might get that. Like the one thing that we have not had is an East Coast nigga with the viral sensation.
Hold on now.
We haven't. Like New York niggas really don't get this lane. They don't get this wave. Like New York niggas either gotta grind it out and be New York niggas, or they gotta like go way away from what you would usually expect from that, right?
Right.
From New York. What Bobby Shmurda done is kept in New York, saying he the hardest thing out of New York. But I'm gonna twist it up a little bit. I think he got some longevity in there. I mean, you get a Bobby Shmurda and Lil Boosie Trek, you get a Bobby Shmurda and 2 Chainz, and then you mix it up and get a New York nigga. Like, give me a like if you get Bobby Shmurda, like, give me, listen, you do the Hot Nigga remix with Fab. Come on,
is that it?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Nah, you need more than that.
To stay hot in New York right now for the summer.
Oh, you mean to stay hot in New York?
Yeah, for the summer. I do the Hot Nigga remix for every coast, nigga.
Now, that'll be hard.
Man, let's go. Let's do it. Like, he could turn all the way up and shake this out. I listened to the mixtape, the Shmoney mixtape.
Okay.
It's a couple little songs on there that they could get a little push behind, but I'm going to tell you what they need. They got to venture out past that GS9. And get some real features, get some niggas, it's like get some real like, cosigns outside of getting brought out of concerts, get some niggas on tracks. He on his way. He can be bigger than Soulja Boy. I'm saying he can be, Bobby Shmurda can be the biggest out of these four. I'm all the way in on Bobby Shmurda. If we buying stock out of these four and we buying stock today, I'm buying my stock in Bobby Shmurda.
I'm buying my stock in none of these niggas.
If you had to buy stock in one of the four viral sensations,
it had to be Soulja Boy.
Really? Today?
Not from this point on out. I'm saying his career is going to be max.
Today. So you saying Soulja Boy has maxed out?
Yes.
So you saying his max, Bobby Shmurda,
Trinidad,
Little B, Trinidad James, will never reach his max?
That's what I'm saying. And that is so true, it's ridiculous.
Really?
Because this song, I'm going to tell you why. Because Soulja Boy crossed over to Billboard. We all know the Crank That You, that was number one. Mm-hmm. Then he bounced back with 2 top 50 joints at the Yah Trick, Yah. I know y'all remember the Yah Trick, Yah, with Young A-Rab. Then he had to Turn My Swag On, that was the top 20. Then he had the Pretty Boy Swag, that was top 40. Like, he, like, dude had hits, bro.
You right.
These niggas will never, ever... I'm
not buying it. Come close to that. Dude, I'm not buying it. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
It's 2014. He was on Breakfast Club. He said Boosie was his favorite rapper. I'm going to tell you the next thing that's going to happen.
This is downfall right there.
No,
no. Let me know your ceiling ain't high, buddy.
The hottest nigga in the game is your favorite rapper. Boosie going to see how much traction he getting off his Shmoney dance. And he going to hop on something. And it's going to be Bobby Shmurda. Hey, relax.
He gonna hop
relax
on that money
now. Relax with the Bootsy hate.
He gonna hop on that Shmoney dance. Already established. And rhyme off beat.
Even though I'm hot, his album has been pushed back. It was supposed to come out the 15th. I'm hot about that.
Right.
But listen, you get the Bobby Shmurda and Bootsy. You get the Bobby Shmurda and 2 Chainz. You gonna lock it a little south up. You flow back up here. You get the Bobby Shmurda and Jada Kiss. Like, listen, if Jada Kiss was on that Hot Nigga,
nah, man, come on. He'll body that, though.
Jesus, that's Jay. That's right up his alley, nigga.
He'll body.
Tell you
that,
what he don't need to do, though. Let Wayne got the Carter 5 coming out. Don't let that nigga nowhere near that track.
Because he's going to have somebody ghostwrite the shit out of
him. Exactly. He's going to Mike Jones you, and niggas will forget about Bobby Shmurda, dude.
Tomorrow.
If Wayne get on that Hot Nigga track, even though he ain't ripped it in a while or whatever he's it is, dude. Please. Don't let Wayne get nowhere near that fucking Hot Nigga track, dude, because it's over for Bobby Shmurda at that moment. The moment the engineer press record, it's over, dude. Like, don't let Wayne get nowhere near that Bobby Shmurda, dude, the Hot Nigga. Don't do that.
Looking at these people we done named that have made it off YouTube, off Vine, off whatever you want to call it, have any of these people actually been legitimate artists, though? Like, even Soulja Boy, I just ran off a few. He's had a couple of hit records. Is he really considered a legit artist, though? Like, do people look at him and respect him for the music he's made, though? Honestly, though.
You can't. Because you come out with, like, with... If you come out with the Superman song first...
Right. It's tough.
Niggas will never respect what you do. But what you said, the nigga got 4 Billboard chart hits. Like, you got to respect something about that. And even with that being said... Nicki still today using Soulja Boy on her song.
True.
Wayne, like, I think you gotta get Soulja Boy some type of credibility as an artist.
Little B,
not so much. Yeah, right. Little B, like, you gotta give Soulja Boy some credit because he was, wasn't he doing his beats and everything?
Yeah, he was.
Like, you gotta give a nigga like that some credit at 16, 17 years old, creating a sound, a trend,
and then doing it again.
Yeah, like, and doing it again and still doing it to this day. Like, I ain't saying he a hell of a rapper or nothing like that, but the nigga got influence, and that adds some shit you can't buy.
That's true.
Yeah, just like Bobby Shmurda got this influence, and from the hot nigga it out, I'm telling you. Mark my words, dude. Bobby Shmurda is going to be bigger than any nigga on this list.
So he's more than just a single?
Yeah. Listen, man, like, New York needs this, dude. New York needs young, authentic ratchetness. It ain't nowhere in New York. Like, the closest thing you had to it was probably Trail.
He crushed
New
Trail
York.
Bus.
Oh my God.
He
listen.
Crushing Trail.
Trail
bus,
better get
buddy.
The fuck out of the lane, dude.
Now, he need to get on this remix.
That really shit in it. He better.
He need to get on
this
remix.
He better get on this remix. It ain't no need. If he don't want to get swallowed up, if he don't want to get passed in this lane, if he don't want holding out for them deals to affect him, like, you better hop on this hot nigga remix, bruh. Because that hottest shit out of New York, it has just switched from Troy Elf and that little clique he got that I can't even remember the name of
BSB.
To Bobby Shmurda and GS9.
Yep.
That's the shit out of New York.
That
right
quick.
Now. That quick.
Now,
3 weeks ago, it wasn't even the case, nigga.
Hold on. Now, let me paint a picture. Let's say I am a up-and-coming rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Local rapper from whatever city I feel like being in. I got 2-3 mixtapes I done put out over the last 2-3 years. I've been doing my thing. I may or may not have a little buzz in my city. This nigga who you probably just heard of last week on Breakfast Club, or if you listen to Hot 97, you may have heard Ebro name drop him because they've been pumping him strong. I'm just now hearing about this nigga, and not 7 days later, he's got a record deal.
7 fucking days. Like I said, 2 weeks ago, Scoops texted me. I had never fucking heard. 2 weeks ago. I didn't know who Bobby Shmurda was. I ain't been on World Star. Like, I ain't seen none of this. Like, I looked up his name on Spinrella for the mixtape when Scoops texted me. And I was like,
nope.
You ain't coming up. And I don't see no way you find Bobby Shmurda.
Right.
He was like, you got to go to YouTube and look at it. So I go to YouTube, look at it. I was like, okay. I get it.
If I'm an up-and-coming rapper, how do I feel about this nigga getting a deal this quick? Am I hot about this, or am I just chalking it up to the game?
See, what you got to understand is you're an up-and-coming rapper. You can't be hot about shit like this because Bobby Shmurda ain't sold out. They ain't did nothing that they ain't usually doing to get hot. It's them. And what I keep saying about authentic ratchetness, that's the best kind of ratchetness it is, dude. Like, it ain't nobody acting a certain type of way because the camera's on them, because they rappers, or because they feel like they gotta act this type of way. Like, every interview I seen a dude, and I did some research before this show, like, it's him.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, this me. Like, the very first thing on Breakfast Club. Now, this is just this is a snapshot of a whole preview of him. Very first thing on Breakfast Club, the nigga was chewing gum, as he was in another interview that I seen. They wasn't going to let him chew gum on us, so Angela Yee said, I'm the gum police. Give me your gum. He flipped out straight off the rip automatically, like, gun police. Right. I ain't got no gun. What y'all talking? Like, his whole demeanor changed. Like, nah, like, I'm still about that life. I slick probably got a gun on me right now. Like, what are you talking about, gun police? We on the radio.
Right.
Like, you can't fake that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and like, people that's from there to see that, they like, oh, man, that's real that a nigga can make it that far. And ain't faking it. Like, and I think just he just got an authentic feel to him that people gonna fuck with for a minute.
I can respect that. I'm gonna be honest though. I think he just a 2014 Trinidad James, bro. Think about it. Trinidad, he got popping by his YouTube video and his look and
that's
how authentic it was. Cause it's like, can't
No. But I'm gonna tell you the difference.
He called flat though. He called a flat.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you, like, his look was authentic to nobody else doing it prior to him.
Right.
But the all gold everything, you're not gonna see that nowhere. Not in everyday life. He did that for that video.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
The loafers on and the motherfucker.
Right. Like, you dress that up for that video. When it's cool that you feel like, hey, I can be silly enough to go do this in my rap video where niggas is trying to be dressed to the T and they ain't trying to have nobody make fun of him. He went different from that route, but it still wasn't nothing that he would do every day. You look at that Hot Nigga video and you look at that Shmoney Dance video, like, these niggas, for real deal, you can tell, like, this is what they do every day, dude. Like, they with the shit.
Yep.
Oh, what'd he say? Mitch caught a body about a week ago. Like, you could tell, like, Mitch Slick probably caught a body a week ago, and he's sitting up in Rikers right now, dude. Like,
right. These
niggas is authentic, and that's, like, it's rare in the game. Like, because the biggest rapper, Rick Ross, ain't authentic, but he make good music, and people fuck with him. It's rare that you see authentic shit like that. Reason why I think Smurda gonna pop, and reason why I think 2 Chainz pops.
And it remind me a lot of the Chicago movement. Mm-hmm. Because Chief Keef and them was in the crib that they be in.
Very much so. Like you said, niggas is catching on in Chicago.
Dread it up.
Chief Keef. What's the other nigga name? Dirk. Reese King. Louis. Like, these niggas is just like being regular ratchet Chicago niggas.
Yep.
And like, motherfuckers is buying in the authenticity of it because they want to see how that shit is for real. Like, what these niggas is killing every day. They killing each other every day. What they got to say, like, for real? Like, what kind of news they got to report from the hood?
Right.
And that's what people want to know.
Man, before we get into a song, because I got to play something off this mixtape, man. Like, I got to hear if there's any possibility that they may have some longevity in the game. But first, this is the million-dollar question.
Okay.
That deal that he signed with Epic, 360 or no?
Clearly. Like, listen. No knock to my nigga Bobby Shmurda, because I'm telling you I'm fucking with you. But when who he signed with? Epic?
Epic,
they
man.
Came through the door and said, my nigga, we finna pay you. He said he just got out of a juvenile correctional facility, and he heard, oh, everybody rapping now? I'm a rap.
Right.
Like, so anybody that come through the door with any amount of money, you winning. Clearly. I ain't been doing this for 10 years. I ain't had no grind. Like, my nigga, I picked up a microphone, gave you me and y'all coming with a check. Oh, come on with that.
It don't matter what comes with it.
I don't give a fuck if it's 360. I don't care about none of that, because at the end of the day, legally, I don't give a fuck. Y'all sue me or whatever y'all want to do.
I'm winning.
I'm still going to shuck it out. Like, yep. That's the type of nigga Bobby Shmurda is to me. And I fucks with you for that.
Nah, and I tried to find out, man, do some research on what type of deal it was, but my assumption is that it's a single deal. Because when people think record deal, they think, oh, yeah, four albums, $10 million.
No, for the Hot Nigga song.
Right, it's probably just a single deal. Not saying just a single deal, like, but I wouldn't expect, nigga, that All Eyes on Me, Bobby Shmurda, to come out no time soon on Epic Records.
Oh, no.
But you know, a deal is a deal. And right. The video of him signing the deal, standing on top of the tables in Epic, he was shaking it. And they were like 10 deep in them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you expect from what you've seen from them. That's why they popping. It's authentic. Before we go to the break, man, shout out to my nigga Lil Tink, man. It's his birthday today, man. Shout out
Happy
to you.
Birthday, man.
Shmoney dance on a nigga in the Ville for me, man. Just do that for me on your birthday, big dog. Appreciate it.
Man, let's get into this Bobby Shmurda and this little GS9 click, man. What's the name? We're going to play the Computers joint, man.
Herders.
Just pick a random song on this tape, computers. Man. Shmoney Shmurda is the disc.
They said they finna... They're
killing
the
me with
thing.
The Shmur.
The Shmur. I don't know what Shmur comes from.
They're killing me that.
It's funny, though. Shmoney dance is funny. So, I mean, this is the next thing they say they pumping. They said this is after the Shmoney dance and the Hot Nigga. So, this is what everybody from GS9 pumping now. So, check it out.
Brand new Shmoney. Brand new Shmoney. So, you wanna talk shit? Head on your mouth. You wanna see my black ass right in front of your house? With some Shmurdas in the flag wrapped around my mouth.
The Benz, nigga.
I ain't come to talk, I came to bang it out.
Shoot him.
But once he disrespect, it's like I gotta just spent some cash on the 40 block. And my nigga killer ran through like 40 blocks.
Blocks, bitch.
And I'm headed to your block.
To your block, bitch.
Just to unload all these blocks.
All these blocks, bitch.
My AR hold 30
shooting Jimmy's. I'm running niggas down in they juice.
In they juice.
I'm sliding over cars while I shoot.
While I shoot.
I think that I'm Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise.
But bitch, I'm Bobby with that tool.
I got that gun, I got that block.
Run up on them.
Yeah, it sound like 2014 Trinidad James to me, buddy.
I don't know, man. I think they got a deal, man. I think they gonna have a strong Dipset type push.
James, it reeks of Trinidad James, though.
I don't believe that. Before we close out, man, if you in the Ville on Sunday, go check out my nigga Million the Don and Sonny Dro at the Rutledge. They got their own show. Go to SonnyDro@bandcamp.com to check out his songs, the songs they're gonna be doing. There's some good shit on there, man. So go check out their live performance, dog.
Look at Young Mill, man.
My nigga Mill. Mill be ripping it, though. Dro do too, though.
Man, listen. Real quick before we Dipset Taliban. That, first of all, that song right there wasn't nothing. I ain't gonna say it wasn't nothing. I ain't gonna go that hard.
But look, though. Is it anything different from what you expect? All I'm saying is, like, what I'm trying to tell niggas is why the reason that these niggas are popping, the reason that these niggas are getting traction, because they keeping it all the way them. Like, they not doing Dipset. They not wearing pink. They not doing G-Unit and wearing bulletproof vests. These is young niggas, ratchet, dancing. Like, who you see from New York dancing?
Yeah, it's new.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a new look.
These niggas is just keeping it them, and it's working for them. Like, so when niggas wonder, like, why is Bobby Shmurda popping and I ain't popping? Like, you got to keep it you.
Yep.
Bottom line.
And you got to be original.
Got to. Like, I got to be able to know when I pick this nigga up, like, okay, he from here. This is what he got going on. This is who he fuck with. Like, and if that shit don't come straight out of your music, you're going to have a long struggle in front of you, buddy.
Man, before we get out of here real quick, Hollow the Don said Eminem wants him to battle another industry cat.
He talking about battling Game. What you think about that?
Yeah, I don't see Game as no battle rapper, though. I don't know what made him pick Game out, though.
Oh, my God. I would love to see.
He'll eat that nigga alive.
No. Because Joe Budden's ain't the type of nigga that's going to get mad up there.
Nah, he not.
And some shit that Hollow the Don was doing was very disrespectful.
It was.
I want to see him try that shit with Game.
That would be interesting.
I'm not no Game fan or anything like that. The nigga make good music, and I leave it at that. I don't really buy into this character, but I will say I do not think the Game will let that nigga Hollow the Don get up there and do him like he did Joe Budden's.
Not at all.
Without him getting his fucking ass whooped. Game will whoop that nigga ass, dude, if he try that shit that he tried with Joe Budden. So I ain't pay to see that Joe Budden. So I slick pay to see this. I pay to see this nigga try that shit with Game. I pay to see this. I swear I would.
Let him tell it. He's saying it's between Game or Cassidy.
I don't know. Cassidy's not even a star. Like, he can leave that out. I don't know.
Yeah, he said the industry cat.
No one wants to see that.
He said we got 6 figures for it.
Would Game do that for $100,000?
Nah.
Slick got to.
Nah, no, he
you
wouldn't.
Game.
He getting TV money right now. He ain't stunning that
no.
shit. He get VH1 bread. He not stunned that hundo.
$100,000
Game. I wouldn't want to see that. I mean, I want to see it for the reason you named.
I want to see it because I dare that nigga to try that. I'll whoop your ass for touching a female shit with Game, dude. I promise Game will beat that nigga through the floor up there. Hollow the Don ain't even no big nigga or nothing, dude. Like, Joe Budden's could have slick took him.
Nah. Hollow the Don like a little stocky nigga, though.
Yeah, he is, though.
That's why he be wearing the tanks and shit. He been in the gym.
Actually, you gotta be in the gym talking shit like he talking.
Right.
So I love to see him in Game, but I ain't gonna lie, cause I think Game is snapping and slick whoop this nigga.
That'll be a match, though.
I slick believe that, man.
Man, what some shit dropped over the weekend. Common dropped, didn't it?
Common dropped. I like it, Common. I listened to it today.
Nobody's smiling.
He did the different covers. He has one with King Louis. He got one with Lil Bibby. Yep. He got one with
my nigga Herb.
Yep.
It's pretty dope.
And he said he's just trying to spread awareness to the people in Chicago that's doing their thing because he don't need his face on no CDs. That was pretty dope, I think.
And he also said it was brought to his attention that he's never put anybody on from Chicago. He was like, you know what? You're right. So now let me take this opportunity to give these young cats some shine.
Who has put somebody on from Chicago?
Ooh.
What are you saying? Kanye has?
No, he was saying Common.
You know what I'm saying? Who has, though?
Kanye has at very least name drop niggas. He put, you can argue he put Chief Keef on third party.
No, I ain't giving him that.
What?
Nope.
By remixing the what, bruh? He remix that song.
If it was anybody but Kanye, I'd give him that, but hating. I ain't giving him that.
That's hating.
I ain't giving him that. Hold on. Did you see where he released this? Like, didn't he drop some utterly ridiculous shit again this week? Like, didn't he say something fucking retarded?
He's in a GQ.
God, dude.
Dropping gems, I'm sure. I haven't read it yet.
It's getting disgusting.
I can't wait to that new shit.
Actually,
though.
It's past disgusting. Make music, Kanye, dude.
He's working on new shit, man. That's all that matters.
That's all we want.
And I can't wait.
New good shit, please.
Man, I see what that Wanderer Bucket had on, though.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Wanderer Clothing Company, man. They got you covered in every season. Shout out my niggas over there. They really doing their thing. Go check out. What's the website?
Shop.thewondererclothing.com.
Yes, sir. Shout them out, man. Shout out my nigga Lil Larry over there behind that cow. Shout out Team Heavy. My nigga O over there doing this thing, man. Keep your head up on that side.
Hold on. My nigga Twan Sounds got wings. I need a 10-piece wing, dude.
And ship them to the Atlanta, dude, with the dry ice so they'll be good when they get here.
We need that, dog.
Yeah, they got the Shelly's wing. What is it?
C&T.
C&T wings. Most popping.
Deaf. I need that.
Grab there. What else we got? Any more shout-outs clean up we got, man?
Man, just shout-out to everybody like you mentioned. Shout-out to the people that went on iTunes and liked and subscribed it. We can see it. You commented. That. We appreciate that.
Listen, need that support, dog. We're trying to get some checks for this, dog. So we need that support. Rate it 5 stars. Comment.
Get some guests too, man. That's how you get guests, dog. You get the good ratings. They go and check your approval, man. That's how you get the guests.
We'll have something for y'all real soon, man. On Deck TV Network, man. I am Spike Lou.
What you got up, man? What's on deck, man? That's how we end it.
On deck this week. We got a lot of business moves to make, man. I'm looking for some graphic designers. I'm trying to get in the lab this weekend and pump some shirts out, man. We got a lot of business to do this weekend. We're going to keep it business this weekend.
Most definitely a lot of business. I'm hot. It ain't no movies I'm trying to check out.
Planet of the Apes was fire, though.
That Planet of the Apes was the shit. I will be moving this weekend, though. That's one thing. I got to move into the crib now.
Congratulations on your house, my nigga.
Most definitely appreciate that.
Hopefully off of this, we'll have plenty more of those in the future.
Man, trying to get that real estate. Yeah,
baby, rent that one out in about a year and a half or two.
Hey, man, it's On Deck TV, man. We appreciate y'all checking in.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.